Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th, with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow, I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, the crew is back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman on the ones and twos. Old School live in effect from 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple, up there in the O, in the Metro. Plenty of stuff going on. And one thing I will say is this, is once July, I know everybody's excited about for July 4th. People been lighting off fireworks for, I don't know, about a week, give or take a few days. But once July hits, it is football time. And it's football time for every level of sport, every level of football. And, you know, whether you're thinking about high school, there was a lot of movement. And, you know, high school has a transfer portal, segment this year. College as well. Who knows if NIL will be trickled down to high school. You got NFL free agency, but either way, everybody knows after the 4th of July, it is camp season. With camp season comes, you know, Phil Steele's preview, but also it comes the new NCAA 2025 DP, and we're not going to dive into video games and stuff like that, but if you watch the real DP, there's a couple of Nebraska numbers on there that was brought to my attention by one Austin Orman that had it on repeat.
One, I watched it once. Rico watched it six times.
Yeah, you're right. Rico,
I brought it to your attention, but Rico had it on repeat.
Yeah, Rico just wanted to keep seeing it. Missed number 15. And guess who the next one was? DP, could you take a guess? You know Dylan was going to be on. And it has his name on there, so there's no like fake back when I played, and it was T. Frazier was 15. This is a real 15 out there. Who do you think the next one was?
I would say that it's zero and then right.
No, not even close. It is number 31, Mr. Thomas Hill. Now, it's just them going out of the tunnel. But from when you look at it, I mean, I was just, you know, looking on X or Twitter, where you want, and they were talking about football preview. Everything coming out of Nebraska is a little bit got 15 on there, and it's a quick change from spring ball. Do you like the pressure? Do you like the marketing? Obviously, you know, Coach Rule sat down with Joel Klatt. I don't know what it was or what they were doing, but do you like? Do you think? Are you a fan of putting a 18-year-old freshman out there, or wait until the middle of the season until he starts, kicking tail?
There's got to be like
who if offense sells, who on offense would sell?
Fedoni.
How?
Hype. It's all hype, aren't we talking about? We're talking about hype.
But
Fedoni's actually played in college.
Yeah.
He's actually played in college.
But the quarterback position. I'd probably argue right now where they're at right now. The number one quarterback coming in is always going to have more hype than the tight end that played a few games.
They didn't do it last year.
Well, we didn't have the number one recruit quarterback last year.
If it's about hype,
yeah,
then okay. If you're going to hype one, go ahead and hype two while you're at it. Because neither one's played. You know, like, we're not talking about either of them having established themselves as go-to guys in the Big Ten yet. So that's fine.
I look at it both ways. I think these kids are, I would say if we're back in the 90s or 2000s or whenever, up until the break of where college football changed, with the media attention where these kids are getting interviewed, you know, in sixth, seventh, eighth grade. Heck, there's a kid up in Omaha that's not even in high school yet. There's got a Division I offer in basketball.
But did Nebraska learn anything about the Adrian Martinez overhype? Because he competed as a freshman and right. then got hyped going into his sophomore year. And people were like, what a terrible thing they just did. And putting that pressure on the second year. Too much hype. Heisman hype. All the hype.
I mean, it's different, like, though. But it's the hype was justified, right? I mean, he came in and just was like a breath of fresh air. He's like the sun that just came out right there. You think it's going to last forever. The other factors was he being pushed? Was he being coached? Was he individually motivated? Was he working on his craft? Was everybody else getting better at him? We'll see. That's for year two. If he does what Adrian does, then that's when the pressure really starts. I think athletes don't understand it. Jumping out there is easy. You know what I mean? When you see rookies come in, it's always, they call it the sophomore slump. I mean, I went through it a little bit, I tell the story of when you start those last like six, seven, eight games, probably I think six starts, but you play a lot, those eight, three other ones, you start to go into off season, think this is easy, not easy, but you're like, oh, I can play. They start game planning for you. It's a whole different ball game. And if you're not, constantly working at your craft and everybody else is continuing along the process of getting better, it could be a struggle. And then when you struggle, then that's when the pressure, starts to mount.
For reference, for Dylan to match Adrian, it'd be 3,200 total yards, 25 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
I don't think it's a stretch that he can do it. I just think right now, I think it's probably the best sellable product. I mean, he's got the where's 15, where's Tommy Frazier, Mahomes, whatever you want to do, whoever you want to say, past and present, or and then also, you got the bloodline.
Hype is hype. Like, if you're basing it on what you've done, that's one thing. Otherwise, it's hype. And I'm okay with the hype train.
Right.
Like,
somebody's got to be on there.
Well, no, they didn't have to put anybody from Nebraska on it. I think the bigger story is the Tommy Hills on it.
It's just those running out of the tunnel.
I would ask that question. The fact that folks are saying something good about Nebraska and saying something positive about somebody who plays at Nebraska is a big deal. Like, we know it's a big deal because it hasn't existed. It hasn't been there. So, okay, we happy that something good's being said. To me, it's hype. And I'm okay with the hype because he's earned that getting here. He got the number one ranking.
Yeah.
Okay, that's work put in.
It's going to be interesting as we get closer to camp. And I would have loved to go all the way back to towards the end last year and through the, I'll call it free agency where you're recruiting and stuff like that. And be able to record and keep in the archives people's positions. Then as you go to camp, their position, and then how the season goes. It's going to be up and down. It's going to be play by play, quarter by quarter, because a lot of times people don't have a realistic view of it. And, if you get to, say, I was reading this article, and it was just, I don't know who he was, but he was, somehow affiliated with CBS or whatever. Look, realistically, Nebraska will be, 6-1, 7-0. When you get to that point, then all of a sudden people will change, because as fast as you get to 6-1-7, we saw this with Mike Riley. It'd be interesting to see when people either with on the keyboard, cell phone, microphone, how they react to success. We talked all the time about the players and the coach. We just did a whole thing yesterday. Administration, coaches, players, how they deal with it. Also, how some media members deal with it versus success and not success. That's the temperature check. That's what really influences everybody walking up and down the street, because they hang on every single word that you say on these microphones or on the, you know, on the phones or whatever. It's going to be interesting to see how things go, and how they, you know, either have a about face or stay steady.
Yeah, I mean, I work from this, that it's not my job to have the answer to how this is going to play out.
Right.
Like, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't work because it's speculating. If you haven't seen this Husker team, you haven't seen them work out, you haven't seen them drill, and you haven't seen everybody else. It's one thing to see Nebraska. You have to see everybody else. You have to know what they're doing. You have to.
Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow. I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Know what who their dude is, right? Because there's some dude at Ohio State we don't even talk about because he's fourth best player on the offense. Yeah. But guess what? He's still an NFL
talent.
Yeah. Whatever, so yeah. Like, okay. So asking me about Nebraska, about Dylan being in the hype machine, I expect him to be in the hype machine because they know whoever's contributing this knows that they get more juice.
Yeah.
Squeezing the Nebraska. Orange.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in college football knows that.
Like, they know that. So, yeah. Okay.
You write a Nebraska article, you're going to get views or clicks or whatever it is you do.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's going to be really, if, you know, it's going to be really a good, you know, if we could get, if somebody wanted to come from the, you know, the college over there to really just really, really break down what people say. Because I guarantee when you go back and look at it and what they think or what they thought, and then how they quickly change. It'll be a very, very interesting project for people because as much as whether it's a freshman quarterback or I'm going to call Heinrich Harburg a freshman again because this is the first time he's actually been like really like coached and hopefully he better. So you're getting the new version of whatever, you know, of him along with what you had last year and then Daniel Kalen. And then when you got a lot of, you know, freshman pieces as well, you got a first year, Fedoni's been healthy. What step he takes, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes because it's going to be up and down. There's going to be drop passes. There's going to be misreads. And does that change people's, you know, quick? Everybody can be very quick and push send on a tweet or text or whatever. Or come in here very emotional about a win or a loss. Because you could beat Colorado, right? And you think you got all the problems solved. Well, 5 weeks later, you're looking at somebody that, listen, that ain't Colorado. And then how do you challenge that? Because then you have to really, really look at, like, okay, did we learn last year from Michigan? Right? Forget the score. All right? Michigan won the national championship. So they went undefeated. So they just obviously were supposed to beat Nebraska. but how did you get beat? How did you prepare? More importantly, how did you compete? Right? That's bigger, as, or I wouldn't say bigger, because obviously the wins and losses are most important. As big in a lot of cases as you know, the score, who gets, you know, up there on the after the game, or when's it on Tuesdays or whenever they change it right now. I mean, since I played, who gets all that stuff? Because what you do against the best will tell me, I can project more 2 years down the road or next year what you do against the best.
Yeah, I just, again, we don't, here's where it is with for me. The talent pool, the resources, all those things have been added to. You're supposed to be better than you were a year ago.
Yeah.
Are you that much better than you were? And are you that much better than the teams who were ahead of you already?
Yeah.
And I think that's the measuring stick. And a lot of people look at the schedule and go, well, yeah, some of those dudes after game seven, different.
Yeah.
Before it's going to be a slugfest. And we don't know. And you can't say, okay, well, I'm going to root for this thing to not happen. No. If you tell me 7-0 is where you're going to start, okay. 6-1, okay. 5-2, okay. Because then you're working on knowledge rather than speculation.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the schedule kind of breaks up to expectations, or I guess say outside expectations, right? So whether it's Joel Klatt, my man Gus Johnson, whoever. Outside expectations.
Well, they're also being fed. So we know that they're being
fed. Well, sure, but it's still their expectations, because they are going to say whatever their expectations are, because they're going to, everybody looks at the schedule. Versus, or along with your, like I'll call it internal expectations. That's individually, collectively, and holistically, right? Because the outside expectations don't matter. What really matter is how you go about your business. That's the first part of the schedule before you kind of, you know, I think obviously after the bye week, you play Indiana, so you could throw that in there as well. That's your expectations, right? Do we continue to work along the process of getting better each week, obviously, and winning along the way? That should be the expectations. We continue to raise the level of expectations, execution, and striving for excellence, right? That's the first part. Then you start to, then you're going to get into the, I'll call it the white knuckle part of your, of your schedule. That's testing your manhood. That's testing your toughness. Everybody thinks toughness is, okay, I'm going to run. I'm going to line up on this side of O Street. DP's on the other, and we're going to run into each other. And if we're like Rams, if one person is down, then that's tough. No, what the toughness is in a lot of different ways is, can you study when it gets cold, right? Do you run extra, you know, gassers or whatever to make sure that your wind is right? You know, so you can play all four quarters when, you know, it's not as, you know, nice outside or so forth. You're not getting that natural kind of conditioning in. Can you continue to execute longer than you've had to before compared to Northern Iowa or like or UTEP, right? Because those games are generally or assumption. If you're handling your business in that first part, that's our expectations. The breaking point of those teams is a lot earlier than Ohio State, Iowa, all those things, right? So now you gotta see if we can push ourselves past our breaking point and then push them to their breaking point. And that's either by executing longer, making plays that when we're supposed to, you know, the turnover margin aren't as like bad timely or not at all, obviously. Are we better on third down or whatever the third down like yardage that we needed to get better? Do we make that play? There's gonna be three third downs in a game. Well, in these close games, whether it's USC, whatever there are, there's three or four third downs and whatever, and they're always your, like, pimple, right? I'll tell the example. We played Denver up in Denver with Vic Fangio, and we used to run this cover eight defense. And we during the field, we were great. Then he would change it up in the red zone. Well, then we started to do our, like, self-scouting, and we was giving up a touchdown, like, 80%, right? Aaron Glenn was like, hey, we got to get this thing out the hell up out of here. Well, we did. We made adjustments to play it more like we did in the field, but teams attacked us the same way for 3 weeks straight, right? And it was, you know what it was? When we were in the red zone, either second or third down, 3 yards to 6 or 7 yards, these are the route combinations or these are principles that we're doing. That's going to really tell the tale all the time. Yeah. That's the huge part.
Yeah. And again, that's why when we start talking about those things, we have to talk about the coaches.
Yeah.
Talk about schemes. I mean, we can base all this and put all this on the shoulders of Dylan Raiola.
No.
But there seems to be that from a hype train, one, it doesn't reach the national people unless the coaches share it.
Oh, sure. You're going to be okay with it.
And listen, I don't expect anybody from Nebraska to say anything different. Say, I got to do. Like, hey, there's like, oh, yeah. I found myself saying it several times this year, like, no, 15's a dude.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely not. And people ask all the time, is he all that, like, I say, yeah, he's for real.
All
I
mean,
he's,
that in the bag of barbecue chips.
Dude, this ain't a dude that you hear about and he comes up and then he can't play dead. I mean, here's the example I have for Dylan. When I was playing, you know, basketball AAU in high school, and we always heard about this dude, this kid named Sam Jacobson, right? He was from Maple Grove, which at that point in time was the equivalent of, let's see, around, it would be like Ashland, maybe Bennington. You're just maybe even Kearney. You're just way off the beaten path. Like, nobody lives the heck out there. It's country and then a school. You know, you got classes of like 30. You know what I mean? You ain't like up there. But you start hearing about this dude. He dropping 40. He doing this. He doing that. He's on Channel 9's news. So then he walks in the gym. We're like, okay, all right. They say he's 6'6". Right? They say he got a 38-inch vertical. Oh, yeah. We seen him catching. He catching bodies off the backboard. They say he can go both ways off the bounce. Oh, yeah. Oh, and then here comes Clem Haskins, and then everything comes to fruition. And it was, you saw him a little bit when they made the Elite Eight run and Sweet 16 run. Right? When they had all those dudes. And then you saw him be the first round pick and his first, you know, go from there. So that's what I equate it to when people ask about him. I'm like, yeah, it's legit. Now everything else needs to come to fruition. But what people fail to realize, and I want you guys to think about this during the break. I know what DP's answer is going to be. I'm sure I'm assuming what Austin's going to be. I want to ask you guys what's the most important position group on this team that's going to either make or break this team going to a bowl game or bowl game plus, and that means bowl game plus wins. So we're going to think about that. Come back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow. I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.